to the GB&I podcast. Our vision is that Girls Brigade Northern Ireland will be recognised as a dynamic, Christ-centred organisation, effectively reaching out to all girls to value, nurture and equip them for life. We hope you enjoy listening to this podcast.
Hi, this is Emma, and welcome to week 5 of the GEMS blog on questions. Today we are asking, but what about our environment? So here we are, 4 months down the line, and we are coming out of lockdown, restrictions are lifting, and it feels nice to get out and about a bit more and catch up with friends and family. As I've been looking back over this time, and as I mentioned before in my last blog, one thing that I really enjoyed doing over lockdown was getting out for long walks and just spending more time appreciating creation. Looking at trees, hearing birds, taking photographs of beautiful flowers, walking by the sea or gazing up at the starry night sky. They've all been lovely moments of taking more time to reflect on the work of our Creator. And in considering this, I keep coming back to the story of creation and have read it numerous times over these last few months. Genesis chapter 1 takes us through the story of creation. Earth and sky, night and day, sun, moon and stars, fruit and plants, birds of the air, fish of the sea and all living creatures on the ground. Verse 26 to 28 says this, "Then God said, let us make human beings in our image to be like us. They will reign over the fish in the sea, the birds in the sky, the livestock, all the wild animals on the earth, and the small animals that scurry along the ground." So God created human beings in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. Then God blessed them and said, "Be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and govern it. Reign over the fish in the sea, the birds in the sky, and all the animals that scurry along the ground." I will be honest and say that I have probably never taken too much time to consider the beauty and joy creation gives up until now. In looking at this passage, it is very clear that as human beings, part of the responsibility that God has given us is to nurture this world, to look after it and everything that he has created in it. Over lockdown, having spent more time appreciating God's creation, I then started to feel challenged and thought more on how do I do my part to help look after the environment and protect the natural beauty all around us. If there are two things that I really love, it's beauty products and shopping. That will come as no surprise to some of you. And in light of feeling challenged about looking after God's creation better, during lockdown, I spent some more time researching more ethical and environmentally friendly products and clothing lines. So a few that I have been purchasing from for clothing are Passenger Clothing, who focus on fair trade production. They support organisations that seek to reduce the amount of plastic waste on our beaches. And for every product they sell, they plant a tree. Then Bluebird Apparel, who are a local company who focus on being eco-friendly. Then Trek NI, again another local company that focuses on enjoying and experiencing the outdoors. They also focus on ethical production using sustainable resources. And for beauty products, I have been using Tropic Skincare. They focus on being carbon neutral, cruelty free, looking after the environment using all natural ingredients. They also work with United Schools Partnership to provide school education for children who cannot afford it. These are great organisations. We have a beautiful world. And at the end of Genesis chapter 1, the first part of verse 31 says this, "Then God looked over all he had made, and he saw that it was very good." I would encourage you to have a read over the creation story. Go out for walks and enjoy the beauty all around us. And as I have been out and about enjoying more of God's creation, it is also good to look at ways how we can do more to protect it.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Please share it with other leaders. You can get more information on our website, gbni.co.uk, or you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.